USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Record-setting heat has fallen over the central U.S. this week. Heat warnings and advisories are in place across 18 states.
We're looking at 100 million people in the country under a heat alert, whether it's a heat warning, a heat watch, from southern Texas all the way to the northern plains, the Midwest, into the southeast, also the Ohio Valley. So many of us under this sweltering heat.
Meteorologist Michelle Grossman, the National Weather Service, saying the heat can be deadly without proper cooling and hydration. At the same time, Tropical Storm Harold has made landfall in South Texas, bringing heavy rain, strong winds, and a chance for coastal flooding for over a million people. Over 3 inches of rain has fallen in the Corpus Christi area already. Former President Trump's arraignment in Georgia is expected to be televised. The judge overseeing his election interference case ruled Tuesday that cameras will be allowed in the courtroom through September 8th. Meantime, former Trump attorney John Eastman is out on bond after surrendering to police as part of the case. Eastman responded to reporters' questions outside the jailhouse.
Do you still think the election was stolen?
Absolutely.
Still.
No question in mind.
Eastman's one of former President Trump's 18 co-defendants. Trump himself is expected to be booked in the same Fulton County jail on Thursday. President Biden will be headed back to the North Lake Tahoe area after a visit to the fire victims on Maui. The White House says the Bidens are renting the multi-million dollar home of billionaire and environmentalist Tom Steyer. Also joining the family vacation is embattled son Hunter Biden and his family. It's unclear when the president will return to the mainland. Japan will release treated radioactive wastewater into the Pacific Ocean. It's part of the Fukushima nuclear power plant decommissioning plan. The plant was fouled by a devastating tsunami back in 2011. This is USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. That's 802-341-4541.
FEMA officials who are responding to the fire that destroyed the historic town of Lahaina on Maui are reportedly staying at $1,000 per night luxury hotels.
According to the Daily Mail UK, FEMA officials have been criticized for their slow response to the devastation. The outlet suggests that the officials who are staying 45 minutes outside of Lahaina at 3 5-star hotels, victims of the fire have also complained about the one-time $700 payments to buy food, clothing, and other essentials. I'm Phil Hewlett.
Hawaii officials fear the death toll in Lahaina could rise sharply in the coming days. The death toll grew by one this week and now stands at 115. Former President Trump will skip Wednesday night's Republican primary debate for an interview with Tucker Carlson. Trump's interview with the former Fox News host is expected to be streamed online the night of the debate. 8 Republican candidates, meanwhile, will take the stage in Milwaukee, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, and former Vice President Mike Pence. Depp v. Heard, dominating on Netflix.
Can you please tell the jury why you're here today?
Ms. Heard accused me of abuse.
My ex-husband is suing me.
The docuseries following Johnny Depp's highly publicized defamation case against his former wife, Amber Heard, opened at number 1 on the streaming platform's top 10 English-language TV chart. Between August 14th and 20th, the show earned more than 16 million total views. I'm Lisa Taylor.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allyn. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're churning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Project.